welcome back to another episode of Manifesting Minis. I'm your host, Amanda, and in today's episode, we're doing something a little different and dipping into the fascinating world of crystals and how they can enhance your manifestation journey. Whether you're a complete beginner or you're just curious about crystals, I'll break it down in an easy-to-follow way. First, let's talk about what crystals are. Crystals are solid substances where atoms are arranged in an orderly pattern. This unique structure allows them to hold energy. Each crystal has its own vibration and properties. For example, amethyst is often associated with clarity and protection, while citrine is known for attracting abundance and positivity. Crystals work by interacting with your energy field. When you hold or wear a crystal, its vibrations can influence your energy. This can help align you with your intentions. Think of it like tuning a radio. You want to find the right frequency that matches your desires. When it comes to choosing crystals for manifestation, think about what you want to bring into your life. Here are some popular options. Citrine is great for manifesting wealth and success. Rose quartz is perfect for attracting love and self-acceptance. Clear quartz is known as the master healer. It amplifies your intentions. And black tourmaline is excellent for protection against negative energies. Now that you've chosen your crystals, here are some ways that you can use them effectively. In meditation, you can find a quiet space and hold your crystal while meditating. Close your eyes, breathe deeply, and visualize your goals. Imagine them coming to life. While saying your affirmations, hold your crystal and repeat your affirmations related to your desires. For example, if you're focusing on abundance, say, "I attract wealth effortlessly." This reinforces your intentions. And finally, crystal grids. You can create a crystal grid by arranging multiple crystals in a pattern. This amplifies your intentions and creates a very powerful energy field. To keep your crystals effective, it's also very important that you care for them properly. Here's how. You want to cleanse your crystals. Crystals can absorb negative energy, so cleansing is essential. You can rinse them under cool water, leave them in the sunlight for a few hours, or use sound, like a singing bowl, to clear their energy. And charging. After cleansing, you can charge your crystals by placing them in the moonlight overnight or setting an intention for them while holding them. Using crystals can significantly impact your manifestation journey. They serve as a physical reminder of your intention. When you see or hold your crystals, you're reminded of what you want to attract. This consistent focus helps you to align your energy with your goals. I personally keep crystals both on my desk and in my car. So now I'd love to hear from you. Have you ever used crystals for manifestation? What crystals are you drawn to? Share your experiences in the comments or on my social media accounts. Your stories could possibly inspire others. Crystals can be a fun and supportive tool in your manifestation practice. Remember, it's all about your intention and how you connect with the energy of the crystals. Thank you so much for tuning in today. Happy manifesting, and I can't wait to hear about how you incorporate crystals into your journey. Please don't forget to hit that like button if you enjoyed today's episode and consider subscribing on all your favorite platforms, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, or wherever you listen. Also, make sure you check out my Hey Link Me page, where you'll find curated links to a wealth of resources. From transformative content to exclusive offers, all are designed to support your journey towards a more radiant and empowered you. Your support really means the world to me. So until next time, manifestors, remember that you are the operant power and you are in charge of what is happening in your life. You are the artist. Paint your canvas the way that you desire. Have a beautiful day.